Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Can I help you, boys?
I want to return a fish.
Damn it!
What?
That's the 9th return I've had this week. What's wrong with it? Oh, let me guess. It killed a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, dude.
Damn it. It's just like all the other returns.
Joy to the fishes and the people. Joy to you and me.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Roz from the UK with me right now. And just kind of catching up on some of her dive exploits. Next week, by the way, I'll be fresh from an adventure in Australia and New Zealand. And Roz was telling me during the commercial break, she's been, you've probably been to both places and dove your to your heart's content. Is that a fair assumption or what, Roz?
I've been to both places because I went and emceed at Oztech.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Is that what you're supposed to say? I forget. I'll know next week. Because I'm going through an Australian crash course for all the dialect and stuff. And I've been to Australia once, and dove, you know, off of Queensland and stuff like that. And I plan to take a quick visit to the Great Barrier Reef. And like I said, we'll talk a little bit about that. I kind of have an idea what to expect, even though it was many, many years ago when I was last time I was down under. But I've never been to New Zealand. And I've heard some good things, especially about the diving. Have you been all around that part of the world or what?
So I got to go and dive to Takaka. Pete Mesley, who does some really amazing expeditions, he took me up to Takaka and thoroughly spoiled me. Yeah. We went and dived the Paul Knight's Islands. Now, these were named by Captain Cook. On the 25th of November, 1769, when he was sailing around the New Zealand coast, and he named them after a 17th century bread-based dessert called Paul Knight's Pudding, because the islands resemble the shape of it, and also they were kind of whitish cliffs, and they had a reddish flower on top. It looks like a bit of a bottle. If you think of what a bottle brush looks like, and imagine that in vivid red.
Wait. Can I imagine what a bottle bus, a bottle brush? Is that what you said? What do you mean bottle brush? What is a bottle brush?
A bottle brush is a kind of a piece of wire, and it's got bristles sticking out, and you use it for cleaning milk bottles and.
Oh, things. Okay. Exactly what you say. I thought this was some other kind of UK slang that I wasn't familiar with, but no. Okay, a bottle brush. Gotcha.
A bottle
All right.
Brush and it, but yeah. Imagine that as a plant.
Uh huh.
And
yeah, I gotcha.
It's bright, vivid red.
All right.
And that's what was growing there. And so it looked like this bread-based pudding with jam on top.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why. And so I dive this with Pete Mesley. And it's got stingrays and it's got aquamarine-y kind of bluey-greeny water because it's subtropical. So you end up with some very vivid coloured fish. The viz is to die for, absolutely gin clear.
Yeah.
And you've got these big stingrays cruising around, and they look like giant enterprises. So you're busy, you know, bimbling around, and you look along, and there's this starship cruising along. You know, there's the Enterprise with you, which is really quite neat.
Yes. Well, especially when you're bimbling around. I think I said it right. I don't know. Bimbling? Is that the word you used? Bimbling? And and the bottle brush, yeah, like cattails. That's I kind of think more like that. I don't know. That's probably just me. That's not even an American versus UK thing. But yeah, I mean, and then so great viz. I mean, are we talking warm water too in certain parts, or is it kind of on the cooler side around New Zealand?
Greg, it's been a while.
It just depends.
I was in a dry suit.
Yeah. Well. That's where you
I'm
lost
sure
me.
I'm in the dry suit.
Yeah, you know, I know a lot of those places. You know, actually, my only experience with New Zealand, I've seen like, you know, in the States, Shark Week specials. They've actually done some specials in New Zealand in the last few years where they're doing some tracking of great whites, and they'll do a big thing there. Is there a certain area in New Zealand that's known for great whites and things like that, or do you even know?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, that's not really your thing. You're looking for the wrecks.
I like shark diving, but go and ask a shark expert.
Yeah, gotcha. You like the wrecks. You like the technical stuff. And if the sharks show up, well, that just adds to the whole foreboding kind of vibe, right? Of a shipwreck.
Sharks.
Huh?
I don't know if you heard Christina Zanetto.
Yeah, of course. We know Christina, of course.
Yeah, she's going to get her nogi.
Right. That is true. In New Orleans. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Well deserved, for sure.
Absolutely chuffed to bits for her. The amount of work that she does. She gets up very early in the morning, Greg, and she spends time speaking to school children all around the world. And this is all pro bono stuff.
Right.
This is all free stuff. And she helps educate kids about sharks and the environment and the ocean. She's an incredibly enthusiastic educator, and it's so nice to see her prolific and sustained work recognized like this.
Well, that is true. I mean, yeah, she's kind of known as the shark whisperer, right? And I mean, is she still over in the Bahamas, or is she relocated? Well, she's always traveling, so it really doesn't matter.
She's primarily based in the Bahamas,
right.
But she's also been finding Virgin Cave as well, which is really good. She's connected two cave systems recently, and she's been chucking a lot of line into cave, which is really good. She's been doing some very good exploration on the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Well,
she's a maniac when it comes to that. She's kind of like, you know, I look at her and you're in that same category, Roz. You're always doing some crazy extreme rebreather technical diving.
Right.
And oh, come on. You're just do you not have a nogi yet? You should. I think.
I'm not in the class of Christina.
Well, give it a year or two, and they'll throw you in that thing. I have no doubt about it. But, all right, so, you are going to be at the DEMA show in New Orleans, I assume.
I'm thinking about it with Christina picking up her. And also you've got people like Richie Kohler. He's picking up his nogi as well.
Yep.
There's some really good nogi people this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite exciting who's going to be getting an award.
Right.
So I'm seriously thinking about coming back to New Orleans, to be fair.
Well, you should. It's always a good time.
And you've got Simon Mitchell as well, who is based in Auckland. He's the head of university. He's the head of anesthesiology at the University of Auckland. He's done a lot in science. Jonathan Bird, of course, in arts.
Right.
So, yeah, you've got some very significant people this year getting their nogis.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, I mean, in the dive show you're at this weekend in the UK, are any of those folks going to be there at that event, like Christina or Richie? Do they go to that one? Or I don't know. I haven't been to this one.
No, they haven't been to this one, I don't think.
Yeah, well, just a matter of time.
The Last Breath guy, he's speaking at this one. So
okay,
I'm looking forward to hearing him talk.
Right. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, they always have some cool stuff at those shows. And then, you know, before DEMA, we have two shows back-to-back in the States in Long Beach, the end of May, and then the first week of June is Atlantic City. That's going to be a new one, but it's done by the same folks that are doing that show in the UK this weekend. You know that, right?
Yes, that's right. Mark Evans.
Yeah.
So I'm wishing him lots of luck. He's doing some exceptionally good work for diving and helping educate divers. So he's got a show in Australia,
right?
The UK, and in a couple in America. So
I bring it up
to him.
Because we don't need to wait till New Orleans in November to connect. You ought to come to one of those shows because I'm planning to do all three of them if I can work it out. Does that give you an incentive to avoid those events at all costs?
Absolutely. I might have to be auditing that week.
Yeah, okay. See, she knows how we roll. That's why we love her so much. Roz from the UK, always a pleasure catching up, my friend. You have a great day there at the Dive Now show, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Look forward to it, Greg.
And on that note, we'll wrap it up. Till next time, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter, Greg.
Safe diving, everyone. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all love scuba radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on scuba radio. Let's go! Scuba!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.